WA4NGU. Hey, KN4 VWA. Man, you just hit it perfect timing. I just sat down in the car.
Well, if that's good luck or bad luck.
Well, that way about it, I can just go get me some lunch and go on home.
Well, go casa.
Not likely. I'm in Sparkleburg.
Well, that fine lift.
Well, I got the cross beams in. I got the long rail in position to be bolted. I've got four posts up, and the cross member's done. And I'm going back to work on it this afternoon some.
Good. That's going to be a nice thing to have.
Kid, I tell you what, I've already got three or four things lined up for that thing.
Of a gas tank being one of them.
I don't know. Could be. But you got to have a gas tank to put in before you can get her done.
We never did sit down and get that ordered, did we?
Well, I texted you to the info.
Okay.
Then we're going to have to start all over.
Might have to.
You're from the school today?
I'm out. Out and about today. I hadn't been in the office. I won't go back till Tuesday.
Sounds like a HF in the truck kind of day.
Yeah, that's been a lot of fun. I'm going to tell you what.
What contacts?
I've been, a few states away. But I've enjoyed listening on that thing like crazy.
Have you tried the 20-meter in the morning?
No, I haven't.
You gotta try the 20-meter in the morning, bud.
Money over there today?
No, I went over to my model club, and I started me a 810 Warthog.
Dangerous plane.
I mean, you just can't beat the thing for close ground support. Too bad the military's trying to retire it.
About that, I think I saw it on Facebook. An article came by that some new software they got that they could possibly bring planes online through the design phase a year shorter time and always be running state-of-the-art stuff. Have a bunch of different models instead of one model they try to run 50 years or something. Did you see that? Idea, and sounds like it might be something they're putting into production, and it'd save a lot of money too, they say.
Hey, it's only government money. They can print that right out of the blue, huh?
Well, I don't remember the years and all the specs, but they said after a relatively short number of years that keeping spare parts on hand was costing as much as this software would design a new plane for.
That's all well and good, but when you do have a close support platform that is as versatile and strong as an A-10 Warthog, and you can upgrade them, you can do anything you want to do with the things. My question is, in that role, why a new aircraft? The low-tech ground pounders.
Well, I guess that makes them easy to service.
And they're just as, I mean, they are durable like you wouldn't believe. They've had them come in with half of the tail shot away and one engine missing. Still flying and land just normal.
A glide ratio.
How about that? But their in-flight characteristics are amazing. And they can loiter over a target for long periods of time.
And zero TR.
Hey, Tom. Well, Tom can tell you, there's the voice of experience. But when I went to see some of those planes at the Smithsonian, they looked to me like a flying brick. Little bitty tiny wings and this great big heavy fuselage and motor. I don't know how they got off the ground.
Good morning. Doing finer than Frog here, split three ways. I bet you can't beat that. But, yeah, they have a glide ratio about like what the pilot sits in, a titanium bathtub. And that's just about their glide ratio. Bernice and I went to an exhibition of those at Richards Gabar Air Force Base many years ago in Kansas City, Missouri. They are an awesome aircraft with a tremendous 30-millimeter gun on it. The airplane almost stalls when they shoot it. And they are a tank buster. But they do have some new avionics on them. They've been upgraded with forward-looking infrared and stuff like that. And Phil, that name of that lightning arrestor is Alpha Delta. And you got to look at it and see that it's SO239. And you want to make sure it's the one for our frequency and the wattage you want. But Dix Engineering has them. And they're about $60. Good morning, Steve. Go ahead. This is Zero TR.
Is that those same arrestors that Indy 7J Bob uses?
Bob might use polyphaser. I don't know. N4IQ uses the Alpha Delta. They have a replaceable arc tube in them, Steve. And I've used them for years and years and years. And they have a stud configuration where it's a quarter 20 stud, or they have a configuration for the bulkhead, and they have a 90 degree one, and you can replace the arc plug in it for $15. So they're really good. They're made for our frequency and our wattage up to, I think, 2,000 watts.
Coax switch too, don't they, Bob? Tom?
Yes, that's affirmative.
Anything's got to be better than MFJ.
Lasers aren't that much more. They don't have a replaceable arc tube in them, but they're, from what I see here at DX Engineering, they're $75 to $89, depending on the configuration.
Well, if they don't have an arc tube, do they just get fried and you have to replace the whole thing?
I would think so. The good Lord decides to take it, and he's going to take it. but this Alpha Delta, you can just replace that arc tube, which I've never had to. I put a new one in my old one that was out there and on the Super Loop just for drill. And you can't make them break down with a meter. You'd have to break them down sort of like an MOV, Phil.
Use that and use that as my get lazy plan. But when I don't get lazy, I love to go out and just disconnect it all together so that it just can't even, it's not even ducted into the house.
I tell you what, I protect my radios by just simply unscrewing the antennas from them all together. I isolate them from the power. I isolate them from everything. That way, there's for sure no way they can get shot.
How about Steve? I think that's the best way, as long as you don't forget.
You know, I've heard guys have, for years, taking them back in Kansas, they'd unplug and stick them in a glass mason jar until one of those jars got obliterated one time. My buddy N0IGZ had it come in on his 6-meter beam and went to his radio while he was sitting in front of it and blew his rotator to pieces right in front of him.
W2T Mobile.
Hey, Rusty, I've had two friends. One of them's a ham in the Greer Club, and one of them's just another friend. Had their houses burned to the ground by lightning, so it does happen.
Good morning, Tom. And it's still morning for about 7 more minutes, but anyway. Yeah, lightning's the stuff you don't want to mess with. I watched it take out a transformer when I lived down in Charleston years ago, there was a transformer at the corner of my yard, and I watched lightning hit it, and fortunately, I didn't have any damage to my house, but boy, it sure blew that transformer up, and some people did lose a few things, but I didn't have anything on at the time, so anyway, it is what it is. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, good morning. Excuse me again, Rusty. Yeah, that Alpha Delta is $51.99 for 2,000 watts and 500 megahertz. And, yeah, it's a bad thing. I think I've showed Steve and Phil exactly what I do with mine. I unplug it and plug it into a quarter by one inch copper ground bar. And unplug the 110 before I ever go to bed and or ever during the day. Totally isolated, and I don't think you can go wrong. Or Phil. Well, Steve, you pick it up, then Phil.
And I'm listening, y'all. Go ahead.
I need to sign off. I'm right in front of White Hampton High School, and I'm really in a shadow of the repeater.
Fine, a little noisy, but I mean, you're getting in just fine, and I didn't even know Steve was in there. Hello, Steve. Running errands this morning, trying to get caught up on things. On the days I have a good day, I can get out and do some things. On the days I have bad days, I stay at home. So, anyway, go ahead, Tom.
Well, Bernice is outside planting bulbs, and she had her farming clothes on this morning, ready to go to work. And I think I'm going to go out there and finish putting a few tire wraps on my beverage that I got working, and it's working like a champ. I'm going to have to measure that thing and see how long that thing is, actually, Phil. But I'd like to show you guys how good they work at times, but mine's short, and it's not for 160, or it helps on 80, but it even helps on sideband. So it's well worth the time and effort, although buy a good tool to put those ends on, and don't be like me and say that, oh, I only got a couple of those to put on, and buy a cheap China product. That's a Chinese tool. You'll regret it in gas mileage and in time and effort. It's a pain in the gluteus maximus, and that ain't your elbow. 77 degrees outside, very little breeze. Go ahead, Phil.
Get messed up here in the traffic. There's people doing some crazy things, or maybe I'm doing the crazy thing, but I don't think so. But I'm just about to destinate here. I'll be on a good bit today, you guys, so maybe I'll talk with you again. We'll turn it over to Mr. Steve, and y'all carry on. W4, never give up. Clear.
Remember. Yeah, Tom, Rusty, I'm about to destinate off up here at the house. Y'all are welcome to come on by and help me out with my auto lift, completing it, and I'm going to be getting to work myself, so... y'all have fun, and I'll sign two 73s to both of you. K and 4 BWA, clear.
Well, I'm going to sign out with everybody also, because I've reached my first intermediate stop. Catch all of you later. Talk to you after a while, Tom. N0TR and whoever's left, W2T, clear.
All the way around, guys. I'm going to grab a breadstick and head out into the pasture here, if you want to call it that. Oh, and see if I can help Bernice out. She's helped me out for the last few days. I'll tell you, she's sick of antennas as much as I am. Oh, I'm getting too old for that, Rusty. You guys take care, be safe, and stay away from COVID-19, and pray to the good Lord it goes away magically. 73, good day. This is N0TR, clear, and QRT.